With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump sending 2,000 more National Guard troops and 700 Marines to the riot-scarred streets of Los Angeles. California Governor Gavin Newsom objects. He's suing the administration, arguing the president's attempt to restore law and order violates state sovereignty.
When it comes to Newsom's handling of violent immigration protests in Los Angeles, the president isn't shy about criticizing the Democrat.
He's destroying one of our great states, and he's grossly incompetent.
Donald Trump went as far as to suggest that the governor should be arrested, saying it would be a great thing. The president's border czar has warned that anyone, including public officials, would be arrested if they obstructed federal immigration enforcement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Another night of heavy Russian drone and missile strikes brings more destruction, injury, and death to Ukraine. Kiev, among cities singled out for attack.
Plumes of smoke were visible over the city as air defense forces worked to shoot down drones and missiles on Tuesday morning. Ukrainian residents took shelter and slept deep underground during the hours-long attack. Ukrainian and Western officials had been anticipating a Russian response to Ukraine's audacious June 1 drone attack on distant Russian air bases.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says Odessa was also hit, the death toll at least 3, with at least 13 people wounded. Secretary of Health Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says a CDC vaccine advisory panel has been tarnished by conflicts of interest, and that's why the body needs to be reconstituted. Kennedy has dismissed all 17 members of the panel. 8 students and 1 teacher are dead. A high school shooting in Graz, Austria. Police say the gunman is also dead. Nothing on a motive for the deadly attack. On Wall Street, Dow futures 6 points higher. This is SRN News. A boy helps a girls' softball team win.
Marissa Rothenberger pitched 7 shutout innings to help Champlain Park High School beat Bloomington Jefferson 6-0 to win the Minnesota girls' state championship. The problem is that Marissa, who overpowered the opposition on the mound, is actually a boy living as a girl. In fact, his domination all season long has prompted 3 girls to file a lawsuit challenging the right of a male to compete against females in high school sports in Minnesota.
That's correspondent Michael Harrington. A contractor digging in northern Syria this month has stumbled upon further proof of the vibrant Christian community that once inhabited the country. The construction teams unearthed the remains of an underground Byzantine tomb complex believed to be more than 1,500 years old. There are 2 burial chambers, each containing 6 stone tombs. The sign of the cross is etched into the top of 1 stone column. This is SRN News. House Republicans will try to fix issues with their mega bill in the Rules Committee this week based on provisions the Senate parliamentarian has identified as non-compliant with the chamber's rules.
Republicans need to send their massive tax and spending package to the Senate to make its own changes. But without making certain revisions to the House-passed bill first, it could run afoul of the chamber's parliamentarian. House GOP leaders are currently working through the bill and will either strike small pieces of the legislation or drop certain sections altogether. Lawmakers will work within the House Rules Committee to make these tweaks, inserting new language into an unrelated rule which the panel will adopt Tuesday to govern floor consideration for other legislation. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Preparations well underway for a big military parade in Washington, D.C., a celebration of the Army's 250th birthday, which just happens to coincide with President Trump's 79th birthday. The parade to take place on Saturday. More details at srnnews.com.